Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Last week, the Mercer County Board of Education naming a new varsity baseball coach of the Golden Eagles. 2011 Mercer County High School graduate, Jacob Harrison. Congratulations. I'd say welcome home, but you've been part of the baseball program for a long time. But what about the title now? Head coach, you have to be pretty excited.
Yeah, thank you. I am very excited. Something that I've wanted for a long time, and very excited.
Well, if you know about the Mercer County baseball program and the previous coach, if you ask the guy, well, who would that be? I'd say probably the perfect person would be Jacob Harrison, right? You played for Coach Bazala for a couple of years, the first 2 years after the consolidation, a player on the team. And then after that, you were telling me off the air, 7 straight years serving as an assistant. So a little bit about your experience being around Coach Bazala and now taking over the program.
Yeah, so I have a great relationship with Coach Bazala, and I was fortunate enough to play for him his first 2 years in the program and got to see the culture change that he implemented into our program, because my junior year we weren't the best, but that quickly turned around, and so being able to be a part of the entire change that went on with Mercer County Baseball was fantastic.
What do you think the key ingredients have been in terms of pretty much being a consistent winner, in high school baseball?
Well, like I said, that culture change, making it to where, one, baseball was fun, and then two, where, you know, we wanted to win, and we went out every day with a purpose, and I thought that Coach Bazala did a great job of implementing that. And then it was a lot, too, getting kids involved at the younger ages. I think we started having programs feed in that were very successful on their own, and that helped us turn the culture around as well.
Yeah, there's no question you want to maintain certain characteristics, but two, you can't be Nick Bazala. You have to be your own guy in terms of Jacob Harrison. I guess how do you kind of balance the two? Because I know when I've talked with people and followed some of the programs, people will say, I want to do things exactly like, you know, my predecessor did, or I want to be that person. Well, you can't be that person because it doesn't work that way. So how right. do you kind of balance the two, I guess?
So I actually think that's going to work out pretty well, because one of the things Coach Paul and I joked a lot about was that we worked so well together because we were opposites. So we would we always felt like we had a well-rounded plan going in, because we present things from both sides of the argument. So I won't really have a problem doing things my own way, because a lot of times he and I wouldn't have the same way at the start of, like, when we had come up with some sort of problem. So I'll take a lot of the good of what we did, but then there's a lot of things that I'm different than him. Like, I like more advanced stats or numbers and things like that. I'm not as much of a traditionalist. So in terms of doing things different, I don't think I'll have a problem with that, but I'll definitely want to keep some of the good.
Now, in terms of kind of piecing your staff together, because I think Coach Fry with the women's basketball job at Blackhawk College, he's done. Have you had time to think about what you want to do, or who do you want to put on the staff?
Yeah, I have a few names. Pete Nelson will come back. I've already talked to him. And then the others, there's certain people that I've talked to, but I think that the assistant position's open right now, so I don't know if anyone else will apply or how that will go.
Okay. And, you know, because I've been following a little bit of the story, and I know it's beyond your control, and I think it's probably even beyond the school district's control, but I know the city of Aledo, which is basically assuming management of the Aledo Park District, is seeking grant funding for what they're calling a new varsity baseball field at Northside Park. Jacob Harrison, what about that?
That is really exciting. So we had no idea that was happening until we saw your story about it earlier this summer. So that was really cool to hear, and I'm looking forward to hopefully playing a part in that.
Well, and I guess one of the nice things then, if that is, and I don't know how, you know, the grant has to be approved. I know other pieces have to fall in place, but I know it would be nice where basically during the season you could host varsity and JV games at the same location, and allow, you know, kids to get maximum playing time. Because I know sometimes those JV games are cut short just because of the length or the time of the day or whatever. But that, that'll be a nice story to follow. You know, the other thing I was thinking about, too, when you look ahead to next year, because I've been covering high school sports in this area since the early 90s, I cannot remember a program in baseball that will have three left-handed starting pitchers, because Garrett's back, the Rush kid's back, and Rashawn King, who really came on strong at the end of last season. Is that right? You say you play statistics and follow all that stuff, but I can't imagine there's been three left-handed starting pitchers. I know there hasn't probably been in the history of Mercer County or Aledo.
Nope.
But now you have that opportunity. That's kind of a good place to start, I guess, when you look forward to the spring of 2019, right?
Yes, that is a fantastic place to start. I think going into the season, pitching's our strength, and then the fact that three of our top arms are going to be left-handed is definitely an advantage and something that I'm looking forward to.
Well, I know we're in the latter portion of September, and I know a lot of kids play some fall baseball, but officially from an IHSA standpoint, I can't remember when practice officially begins. I think maybe the last week of February, first week of March, I can't remember. So how excited are you about that, and what are some of the things that you are going to be doing between now and then? And I can't imagine the transition is really going to be that challenging, because you've really been around it as an assistant coach for the last 7 years.
Right. So as far as the offseason goes, the main focus is going to be our driveline program. We implemented that last year, and I'm looking to take that one step further this year. And it's kind of just a arm health program to help the pitchers build up some arm strength, and position players too. And so we'll implement that going forward, and that will kind of take us up through the season. And then we'll sprinkle in some open gyms for hitting and whatnot too.
And then the other thing, you hinted on it a little bit, to say kind of you're a new head coach, you are entitled, there's no question about that, but you're not going in blind to this. You've been in the area for a long time. You've played in the area. How important do you think that is in terms of kind of knowing the culture, knowing the personnel, and knowing the other programs? You have somewhat of a head start here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that's a big advantage. I get to know the kids. I know their families. I know their parents, and it's definitely an advantage, I feel like.
All right. Well, a great winning tradition with the Mercer County baseball program, and we get set for the 2019 season. A new head coach, only the second different head coach in the consolidated school district's history. Nick Bazala, 9 years, and now Jacob Harrison, a 2011 Mercer County High School graduate. Congratulations, Coach. We'll look forward to working with you next spring.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Jacob Harrison with us on WRMJ.